Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we talk about the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, got a lot to talk to today. Guess what we're going to start with? Take a wild guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's on everybody's minds all the time, 24-7, coronavirus in the classroom. Ralph, we read a statistic last week, over 100 schools, 116 schools in upstate New York, this is outside the city, that opened on day one have now had to close for at least a day because of the spread of this virus. Are we headed for remote-only learning, and how soon, if that is the case, do you think that'll happen?
Well, I think it really varies by the region of the state. Here in Western New York, schools that started out with remote are now moving to in-person, and some of that has to do with the testing requirements. Like in Erie County, apparently the county is in the position now to give rapid tests if they need to. So the schools are taking that and moving towards in-person. It's almost like there's a fight going on between some groups of people that would really like to go to totally remote learning. And I applaud the schools that are fighting hard against that, because I think the value of in-person instruction is so high that we ought to continue to fight for that if we can.
There's my virtual high five to Ralph on that one. And, well, you mentioned testing there. Let's talk about a different kind of testing, the ones you take with pencil and paper, or they used to anyway. There's a big call out to suspend all state testing, including the Regents exam, because of the pandemic. What are your thoughts?
I think you absolutely have to do that. With the way the instruction is going, remote learning just does not fit the learning style of some students. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the kids that are currently in-person learning, and you're going 2 days a week, and then you may be doing remote another day. I think the delivery of the instruction is so sporadic and so differentiated that it would be really unfair to the students to then say at the midpoint or at the end of the year, okay, now it's time for our regular testing program.
Yeah.
So I am supportive of suspending all of the state testing for this year.
Many parents, this is a topic that I'd love to get your thoughts on, the consequence of this staring at screens all day. Many parents are now complaining of eyesight issues in their kids. That's just one of the consequences of online learning. What are some others, Ralph?
Well, let me just speak to that one complaint to begin with. I don't think I've ever heard a parent complain about their child, the eye strain that comes from them playing video games.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
TikTok with their friends, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it may be an issue. But I know that teachers are being really encouraged to vary the assignments, not just have a lecture format, but develop some things that can be done offline. You know, that takes more creativity from the teachers. And I want to stop and just applaud the work that teachers are doing, because no one ever dreamt when they went into teaching that this is a scenario they'd be in. And most teachers, as always happens, are just good soldiers and are working through it. And I would just encourage them to try to vary the assignments so that the students are not having to just staring at the computer when they are online.
Yeah, and I used to, my wife is a school teacher, and I used to, if I was having a bad day, come home and, unload on her. I don't do that anymore, Ralph, because as bad as my day may be, all that I need to do is see the look on her face. And
there
I don't go there, because all of our teachers, and you said it right there, they deserve so much credit for how they have navigated this crisis. It is absolutely applaudable. And then finally, Houghton College in the news, Ralph. And we love to brag on Highlander Country, because they are cutting costs in the COVID era. They're slashing tuition by more than half. We also want to talk about other schools in our listening area. There's a big debate about perhaps prorating tuition rates because so many schools have moved to online learning. They've suspended sports. Many families argue, I'm not getting what I paid for. What do you say to that, Ralph?
Well, I think that's probably true, but I also know that the college's expenses actually have increased with the delivery systems that they're trying to do. Don't forget also that schools like Houghton and St. Bonaventure and other private institutions are fighting against the fact that you can go to a state school for free.
Yeah.
So they have to find ways to be creative, and I applaud Houghton for doing this.
And as a Houghton College alum, I applaud them as well. Great to see them doing what they can to survive this crisis. Ralph, so much to talk about, so little time, but if folks have questions about the great work going on at TLI, where can they find you, sir?
Well, they can find us at simply yrun.org, yrun.org.